The proposed $1.1 billion plan includes $920 million for cooperative agreements with states, which could include programs in Indiana. Zeller says he'd like to have Indiana first in line for that funding.
The numbers of people that we're talking about are really beyond our capacity to address, so we really are going to need federal help.
The proposal is part of President Obama's overall budget, which must be approved by Congress. Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Michael Botticelli, is hopeful that the proposal will have bipartisan support, but he's encouraging Zeller to campaign for its passage among other attorneys general.
But I will be working with my colleagues in the other states trying to encourage Congress to act quickly and really support the work that we're doing on the state level as soon as possible, because it's a lot of lives at stake here.
Zeller has been vocal about the opioid abuse epidemic in Indiana, working with his drug task force to offer support and resources to medical providers and treatment facilities. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Becca Costello in Bloomington.